Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pro Construction Guide series of procasts for pros. We call them procasts because they're podcasts dedicated just for you guys, the pros. This is actually our 10th episode, and we're going to talk about what's new in pneumatic tools. We appreciate you joining us. Every week, we do these Pro Construction Guide magazine podcasts for you, and they're built for you professionals. If you need a copy of the Pro Construction Guide magazine, head on over to the Home Depot. At your contractor desk, you can get the early spring issue. It's out now. And you'll find a guide to the nailers that we're going to talk about today on page 14 in that particular issue. Before we get started, we're in the last month of our Tulipalooza program. If you've been listening, you know that we've been talking about this for a while. But it's a pretty awesome deal. You get a chance to win $250 or more of free tools. And all you have to do is go to proconstructionguide.com and sign up to receive our weekly newsletter. This week's winner is Eric Reed from Uniontown, PA. So congratulations to Eric and to all of our other winners. I know that David, my partner, is not with us this week. We're changing things up just a little bit, but he loves getting the newsletters and brags about them pretty regularly. So get it. Check it out. www.proconstructionguide.com. Now, on with the show. This week, we're going to be talking about pneumatic nailers, and we've got a guest who's been working for the Home Depot for over 10 years, and he's going to share with you his knowledge, insights, tips, and ideas on pneumatics, pneumatic nailers. And so let's introduce our guest today, Steve Lieberman, and he's a power tool merchant for the Home Depot. Steve, welcome to the Pro Construction Guide Procast. Why don't you give us like the 30-second bio on Steve Lieberman?
Thanks, John. You're right. I've had the privilege of working for the Home Depot for well over a decade. In that time, I've spent years working in the field, both with DIYers as well as pros, on a million different types of projects, from paper towels to power tools. I've also worked in the Home Depot sourcing group, so that got me into engineering labs and manufacturing factories. Now I'm really happy to be the merchant for nailers. This is really an exciting time as the category is getting all kinds of new brands this spring. There's all sorts of new technology, from lithium-ion batteries to pumps to everything else that you might be thinking about as it relates to some cordless nailers out there.
All right, so we're going to try to hit today and to kind of get our groups together. We're going to talk about framing and roofing nailers. We'll talk about cordless nailers, finish nailers, and then we'll get into the fastener piece, right? So nails for the pneumatic tools, and then also get your understanding of compressors. So I think we can kind of categorize things that way. We'll be able to share some pretty good information. So let's think about the pneumatic nailers. There's several categories, and maybe just at a high level for our pros, kind of how does that break out?
Sure, John. I look at it a couple different ways. Framing, roofing, interior, and specialty categories. It's not always quite that simple, though. Within each of those categories, there's options that are generally driven by the end project that the customer is working on. For instance, framing nailers, there's different types of collation of the fasteners that they fire. And those collations are really driven from geography and kind of what my dad fired and what his dad fired back in the day. Interior options are vast as well. Again, also driven by project type, so the gauge or the thickness of the nail, and often the angle of the nail that they're firing as well.
All right, so as in any category, and you alluded to it a few minutes ago, there's some innovations either coming or ready to be there or out there right now. What's going on, and what has happened maybe in the last few years that's innovative, new, and then what's coming?
Sure. So, awesome question. Pros are really demanding on their tools. So, as you know, time is money. So, a lot of the improvements to the tools are just like increasing the quality of the stuff that goes into building the tools, reducing jams, and increasing the life of the tool and the durability of it. This is kind of hard to quantify, although we keep trying. So look at warranties when you're shopping for a new nailer to try to understand what are the good, better, and best options that are out there for you. We've also spent a lot of time on job sites watching, talking to, and listening to end-user feedback. Generally, the tools and the tool handling are at the forefront of their, you know, their concern to get the job done well. We didn't just build lighter and better balanced tools with improved grips. We made them the right weight and the right balance to deliver the appropriate recoil, for instance, like a roofer would use, so that it delivers the exact kind of cadence that they're out there looking for. Another big deal for customers, specifically framing customers, is depth of drive. A lot of nailers out there don't have you know, onboard depth of drive, and they've got to go monkey around with their compressor and the pressure to get that right. Well, having that on a tool really increases the speed with which a pro can go do their job and not have to go back over and, you know, nail in the heads of the nails.
All right. Well, so you said something that, that I think sometimes gets overlooked, and that's the warranty piece. So you're saying when you're shopping, you got to pay attention to warranty. I don't know as much about the pneumatics, but when I think about just the regular cordless power tools and the rigid power tools that the Home Depot sells, that lifetime service agreement to me is like a mindless no-brainer. If you miss that, if you don't think about that or consider that in your purchasing decision, you're probably missing a boat. Sounds like the same is true in the nailers.
Absolutely. And we do offer rigid branded pneumatic nailers as well. In the spring, look for a whole line of battery-powered hyperdrive rigid nailers.
So that's where I wanted to go next, because I know that you've got you spend the time on the job. You try to understand what the pros are doing. But I also know that there's probably some stuff coming down the road here in the spring. What can you kind of tip your hand a little bit about for us on that?
Sure. So for the last couple of decades, like Pazload impulse nailers were like the convenient way to get into a job site, throw a bunch of nails into wood, hold the wood together, and move on to the job. You know, kind of a remodeler tool, kind of a production tool, arguably not quite all that there. It's got some limitations when you get into super cold weather or, you know, the number of nails you could drive on a particular fuel cell, et cetera. So there's a boatload of new stuff coming. I kind of talked about lithium ion batteries a brief second ago, but there's boatloads of innovation with both battery technology as well as what we call PCB circuit boards. So the recovery time that it takes for a nailer to fire using this electric or battery-powered technology, it's come light years from where we were a few short years ago.
All right, so let's talk about some of the drawbacks, though. So there probably are some limitations. You trade a little bit when you get the cordless feature, but then you're giving up some stuff also. What are the drawbacks?
So, listen, at the time, John, at this specific time, we're not quite there yet on roofing nailers, battery-powered. We're pretty close on framing nailers, but you're not seeing either of those in our stores yet to any great extent. Where these cordless nailers today are performing monstrously well are in interior fastening. So you talk about 18-gauge, 16-gauge, even 15-gauge to a certain extent. The battery-powered nailers are meeting and exceeding pro-user expectations and their demands. If you think about it, it makes sense. You're inside and you're doing crown or you're putting a window in. It's position, fire. Move down 16 inches. Position, fire, and so on. A little bit different expectation for a framer that's pow, 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 pow.
Yep, yep.
Or a roofer, don't laugh at me, that goes bah, 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 right?
That's pretty good. Can we hear that one more time? There you go. That's good.
I've had a lot of practice at
this.
That's
good.
But the cool thing is it's coming. It's out there. Right now it's out there in labs. And we just want to make sure that we get it right the first time out of the gate. I don't want, you know, this is my term, the CFL effect. You know, the first light bulbs that you bought and you're like, they take 15 minutes to light up and then they flicker for a while. We want to make sure that we do this right the first time. These are pros buying these type of tools all the time, and we will not disappoint them.
Now, and my experience is that pros are they're loyal customers, but you don't get to mess up but once, and then it's move on. So good call. All right, so let's get a little more detail on finish nailers, innovations and stuff that's happening there.
So great things in finish nailers happening. And again, I kind of said it's position fire. But when you think about it, it's all about where you're firing. So in finish nailers, look for some introductions at the Home Depot this spring from great brands like DeWalt, and within the DeWalt platform of finish nailers, you're going to see something called TrueSight, which allows the end user to see exactly where the nail is going to come out of the tip of the gun.
All right. That's okay. So that ends a lot of the guessing there. So you alluded earlier to some regional preferences for nailers. You said it was kind of about the geography. Can you explain why there's regional preferences and maybe kind of help our pros understand what might be relevant for them?
Sure. So easiest to describe under framing nailers. So if you grew up in Boston, Massachusetts, no doubt you were framing houses with a 28-degree wire weld Bostitch branded gun. If you grew up in Chicago, there's no doubt that you grew up framing houses with a 30-degree paper tape Pazlo-branded gun. And similarly, if you grew up in Southern California, you are probably firing a Hitachi 21-degree plastic collated gun. So over time, these geographic areas of influence of what type of fasteners are kind of ebbing and flowing, and there's a lot of gray area.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to assort all of these guns, most specifically where they're demanded, but the growing coalition in that area is really the 21-degree plastic platform. It's the least expensive way to join two pieces of wood together, and when we talk about our pros, we talk about them doing business. Not is just time is money, but money is certainly money. So that value proposition is a big deal for us. Does that answer the question?
It does.
Kind of where and when?
No, it does. It does. And it's good to understand because, and I guess if you think about where the manufacturers were, different loyalties start to make sense. I get it.
Yeah. And sure, like 30 years ago, Bostitch built the tools and the fasteners in Boston. And 30 years ago, Pazlo similarly was building it in Chicago.
ITW.
So that's what happened. And then, you know, along comes Home Depot and the like in the, you know, the 80s and 90s. And now all of a sudden we can get stuff to anybody, anywhere, anytime. And then fast forward to HomeDepot.com. Like, literally, we can get
anywhere,
anytime.
All right. So a lot on the guns. And then we just, you kind of talked about plastic, paper. What about the fasteners? I mean, is there such a thing as innovation or kind of things our pros should think about there?
We focus a lot more on quality. And when I'm buying fasteners from branded or interchange brands, it's all about quality for us. And that gets back to me kind of in one major way, and that's jams. Hey, Steve, I was firing this type of nailer and it jammed on me a bunch of times. What type of fastener were you buying? I don't know, something I found on the yard. That generally says something about the fastener and not the tool.
So interchange, that's not a brand.
That's a fancy word for generic,
yeah.
I would say. So
okay.
At Home Depot, we sell Grip-Rite branded interchange fasteners. Interchange just meaning, John, that it goes into any branded tool.
Okay. And are there any manufacturers that are particularly sensitive, like they don't like I don't mean the actual manufacturer themselves, but the gun doesn't perform optimally if you use an interchange or a generic fastener?
I would suggest that most manufacturers prefer you to fire their brand of tool, their brand of fastener commensurate with their brand of tool. As the fiduciary for our category and our customers, I would tell you that the Grip-Rite branded fasteners will fire through any tool
cranks
just
away.
As well.
Okay, good deal. All right, good deal.
And offer a huge value to the customer.
And thanks for being honest.
Well, you know, I try. It's my job.
All right. So talk about compressors. The tools, the fasteners, the driving, unless you're using cordless, the driving behind, you know, the beast is the compressor.
Sure. So we've got an aisle of compressors, you know, usually three or four aisles away from the nailers, which makes it super inconvenient, but we do have them. So I look at compressors in a couple different ways. You don't necessarily want to have an 80-gallon compressor on your job site to fire a nailer. You've got to fit the right compressor to the right tool. I use the term 80-gallon. In my mind, that makes sense, but to those listening, an 80-gallon is roughly the size of a refrigerator and a fairly large refrigerator at that. So we offer compressors that are specifically for interior trim work. We offer compressors that are for, you know, a job site for framing and roofing. It's important to look at the PSI and the SCFM that these compressors put out. And for driving nails, like what we're talking about here today, you really want to make sure you've got the right compressor for the right tool. And it's a little bit more forgiving a task. You know, your compressor will fire up and refill and provide you the PSI that you need to fire nails. If you're running a 2-3-4-man crew off of one compressor, you want to be super concerned with PSI and SCFM. And then just as a quick aside, if you're doing jobs outside of nailers, but like you're painting or you're doing work on your car on the weekend, SCFM is usually an overlooked quality or performance metric that customers don't really get. But it's all about airflow.
So it's how much air it's going to deliver, right?
That's
not
right.
Just the pressure, but how much air it'll deliver.
And if you think about painting, it's continuously pulling air. If you think about grinding or sanding, it's continuously pulling air through that tool. different than a nailer that's going pop, pop, pop.
It's impulse. Okay. Makes sense? I got it. Yep, I got it. Makes good sense. Now, that said, I mean, I don't have to have like five different compressors to be on the job site, right?
No, and I think, you know, if I could offer some advice, I'd say, frankly, bigger is generally a little bit better, but there's some trade-offs. Bigger is usually heavier. Bigger is usually a little less mobile. We offer, you know, certain job site compressors with wheels and telescoping handles so that you can get them, you know, around the job site, but you still might need two guys to get it off the tailgate of a truck.
All right. So when I talk to David about this stuff, because I pick his brain constantly to make sure we're thinking right about it as well. And he said what you just said, power portability.
Yep.
It's like it's got to do what I need it to do. But he will remind you that he's younger than me, but still getting old. And he doesn't like, you know, humping that stuff everywhere.
For sure. The only other thing I'd say just to correct myself is if you're an interior cabinet installer, you might not want bigger and badder because a lot of times louder comes with that too.
Yep.
So we've got some cool new stuff hitting this spring that are aluminum, lightweight to address that portability piece. And also what we're calling silent, but run around 60 decibels, which is kind of like a dishwasher in your house as opposed to a forklift outside it.
Good deal. All right. So anything else tricky coming down the pipe on compressors?
I wouldn't say tricky. It's kind of a staple in the construction world. You know, we're going to give customers better features, more PSI, more SCFM at a great value. I'm reviewing that business as we speak, and, you know, you can expect to see some benefits of that in our stores. Back half of 15.
We'll get you. Once all this stuff hits, we'll get you back on here, and then we'll pick some of those things, Steve, that you're really happy about or really proud of. We're getting some good feedback on it, and we'll just dial in on those in one of these procasts.
Sounds good.
What any compressor, any brand tool?
Absolutely. There is no proprietary connection between a standard 200 PSI compressor and a typical nailer. I will say though that there's an emerging trend, John, and that's high PSI, high pressure, both compressors and nailers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, it's really addressing some new building material trends that we're seeing out there. So LVL, lumber,
yep,
that type of stuff. So really hard, really dense, really heavy. And as you can imagine, you know, a 200 PSI framing nail doesn't quite go through the same gusto that, frankly, a 400 PSI compressor and nailer would go through it. So we're seeing a little bit of that innovation starting to hit the U.S. in more urban markets. It's been popularized and socialized and commercialized in Europe and in Asia for probably the better part of a decade now, and it's just making its way across the pond to us.
All right. So if I'm backtracking on this, you can kind of straighten me out, but just one last kind of thought about new stuff coming out this year and kind of where you see things going in the future. I try to keep it so our pros can kind of make decisions based on what we're telling them. But what are some things that they might want to be thinking about coming down the road, Steve?
Got it. So this spring, we will be turning over our whole assortment and the way we're presenting all that to our customers. We've got fancy words for it, like re-merchandising the whole category. But the cool
thing, because pros love that. It was here last week. Now where did you put it?
That's right. Well, I can actually speak to that a little bit, too. So a couple of things. We recognize one thing, that the pros of today are a little bit different than the pros of 10 years ago. And a pro 10 years ago in this category or classic business framed every day of the week, for instance. Today, he or she might be framing on Monday and roofing on Tuesday and, you know, painting on Wednesday and Thursday, right? So to address that, we're bringing in some new brands that those folks might be familiar with from other trades that they're working on. So brands like DeWalt, brands like Makita, are going to make new En-ROADS into the pneumatic set at the Home Depot. So that's a pretty good deal. They're brands that these folks have used, you know, drilling, cutting, you know, hammer drilling, that type of stuff. Brands that they know and trust from different areas, we're going to bring them into this place as well.
That's good. And I was sort of surprised. And it's a tiny bit off topic, but I like the idea that you're going with the respected brands because, you know, we made a shift from in our Roto demo to Makita, a very well-respected brand, right? And we're like, yeah, I get that, you know, that's, but I don't think about Makita for Roto demo, but they have done an awesome job. I mean, they're getting
they're
it.
They're the king now.
So yeah, so to keep that continuity of brand recognition is excellent. All right, let's see.
One other quick thing.
Go.
All right, so you said, you know, we were used to looking for it here, and now you're going to move it over there, and, you know, pros love that. We're skinnying down specifically our fastener assortment and adding, again, another fancy fancy industry term, POP, or point of purchase, stickering and colors and icons and all this other fancy jazz. But all of it is intended to make the find and buy easy. I spent countless hours, days, weeks in the aisles helping pros and DIYers alike try to find the fastener that they're looking for to complete their job. And it just candidly, we can do a better job helping them find that. So we're going to be doing that as well this spring.
Awesome. All right. All right. So look, we've been with Steve Lieberman, 10-year veteran of the Home Depot. You can tell listening to Steve talk, he knows his stuff. He's been on the in the field. He's been on the floor of the stores. And he's getting us squared away on pneumatics. But Steve, like one last thing, if you're going to say there's a rookie person listening to us, or there's somebody that hasn't had to rely on pneumatics regularly, or they're thinking of, I don't know, you know, beefing up what they've got, what advice would you give them to get started?
So first and foremost, I'd say, what type of projects or jobs do you think you're going to be doing, you know, most often? And then maybe figure that out and go one step above if you think that you're going to be doing some broader type of work. So if you're going to be inside the house all the time doing case base and trim, I'd say buy an awesome trim compressor, but make sure it's got enough PSI to deliver it, just in case you step outside the house and want to frame a deck.
Yeah, you had to do something quick to just bang. Even banging up some quick framing, okay, I got it.
Exactly. Then I'd also say is, you know, go with a brand that you know and trust, and look at those warranties. We talked about that a little bit earlier, but I mean, we offer stellar brands like DeWalt, Milwaukee, Makita, Senko. We have great brands, and you know, ask your friends, ask what they're using.
All right, good deal. Once again, Steve Lieberman, 10-year veteran of the Home Depot, merchant with the Home Depot. We really appreciate your time and expertise today. Thanks
awesome.
So much, Steve.
Thank you.
If you'd like to share this podcast, you can visit us at ProConstructionGuide.com and catch it and flip it out to friends, flip it out to associates, folks who work with you. Want to remind you, we're in our last month of Tulipalooza, so don't forget to go to the website and sign up for the Pro Construction Guide newsletter. Once you sign up, you'll be eligible to win $250 worth of free tools. And these are some great tools, the stuff we just heard Steve talk about. You can get tools from Makita, Rigid, Tough Built. So, I mean, it's good stuff. And then if you haven't gotten your copy of the Pro Construction Guide magazine, visit the Home Depot store closest to you. They'll have copies right there at the Pro Desk. Grab one. And then on page 14, you'll see a whole bunch of stuff that Steve talked about with us today. And lastly, we really want your feedback on these things. If you think we're doing well, that's nice. But if you think we're messing something up, we really want to hear about it. If you think there's a better way for us to do this, give us some feedback at 866-647-2346. That's 866-647-2346. Leave us a message. It doesn't have to be tricky. We just want to get the benefit of your thinking. So we'll see you for our next episode of the Pro Construction Guide Magazine's Procasts. We hope you'll make us a valuable part of your toolbox every week. Thanks.